All right, we got a lineup of Niners here, man. Who are you? You look. You've been on camera a few times now.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm some random person.
Yeah.
Corona. No, man, I'm Lil Guru on Channel 9.
Yeah.
And he's beer. He's beer. Get him out of here.
No, I'm free as beer. Yeah. No, I'm Lil Guru, and I'm hanging out there, and you have probably seen me there.
Uh-huh.
From time to time, posting a coffee house, deck off, and the sandbox.
Excellent.
That's me, and I've been there since ever. I mean, if you...
Since 2004?
I've been since Channel 9 opened.
Okay.
I was there in the first version, and I guess only Sven was before me from the current posters who post a lot.
Excellent.
And, yeah.
Hi, my name is Zeus on Channel 9. Zeus is actually the name of my company, so that's why I chose that.
That's your real name?
Yeah, that's my real name. You can go read it if you want to.
Okay.
It's a bit hard.
Yes, it's Icelandic.
You can get the flag here also.
All right.
That's my country, that's Iceland.
Excellent.
So that's me.
Cool.
Well, in the vein of having extremely original sign-in names, this is Jason Olsen on the Niner side. So, now with Microsoft, I was actually a longtime Niner before joining Microsoft, and now I find myself working for the mothership. So,
excellent.
What's not to like?
Cool. So, let me ask you guys, I mean, it's an interesting question, but why did you join Channel 9? What was it?
I joined Channel 9 because the new Internet Explorer, actually. The version 7, I was searching for information about the new Internet Explorer before it shipped because I was a little bit disappointed with version 6.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that showed up in Google was a thread in a coffee house. So I went there, and after that I posted there about my own stuff. So it was nice. I replied there, and Sven who was replying on my reply. And he had some nice information, and I thought, okay, it's a nice place because there's people who know something, you know, and
good.
It's great.
So you found Channel 9 through Google. I like that. I like the poetry there.
Yeah.
Very cool, man. How about you?
I actually went there first to the Visual Studio 2005 release. I didn't register directly, but followed the conversation, and then started to get more into contributing and posting on the coffee house.
Excellent. Now, do you watch any of the videos?
Yeah, most of the videos.
Very cool.
There are, I'm a web developer, and I watch those videos mostly.
So you like the web development content?
Yeah.
Cool. And you watch the videos as well?
No.
No?
None.
Really? You snake, man. I want to ban Lil Guru.
No, I usually watch the one about going...
Going deep?
Exactly. Cool. I watch them. Because they're some kind of deep. They could be even deeper for me.
Okay.
But I like them because they're, you know, they're going somewhere. I get some information about the kernel, which I like, about developing. And
sure.
What I watch too is women in technology.
Good.
Because I think there's not enough of them. And I want to see who is actually interested in technology and why they go there. So I watch, like, all the videos of women in technology, too.
An Italian interested in women. Now, that's...
Yeah.
No, it's not...
Shocker!
Actually, it's not true. No, it's not true.
Well, actually, he's more Austrian than Italian, right?
Yeah, see my flag? They even tagged me.
They the wrong flag.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I... Actually, it's not that I'm searching for women, because I have a girlfriend, so... But, you know, it's cool. It's cool to see who works, you know.
Sure.
Who is in technology, who likes, who is a woman that likes technology.
What are the types of content on Channel 9 that you don't really find very interesting? And you don't ever watch, and you don't want to ever see on there again?
The long, going deep interviews.
You don't like those?
Because I like demos. I like the demos.
You like demos?
Yeah, okay. That's more my thing.
Okay, cool.
A 50-minute interview doesn't do a lot for me.
Doesn't do a lot for
me. No, that's my personal preference.
That's fine. Okay.
See, I like to tuck the going deep videos under my pillow, sleep with them at night, be like, I love you. So nice. So I love the going deep videos. Honestly, this is going to sound really funny coming from an evangelist. The business videos just bore me when we're talking... I hate to say when we're talking to third parties, because that's what I do as an evangelist, is talk to third parties.
Yeah.
Just sometimes it's like, I could care less. Show me how the kernel, you know, this part of the kernel works or something like that.
Okay.
Of course, it's also why I'm a huge Rusinovich fan. He's my hero. I think I'm going to come up, that's it. I'm going to post my blog, Rusinovich for President. I'm going to write him in there.
Right on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, we want to keep a variety, so we certainly need to do a little bit more web development stuff. And now that that's back in vogue, you will start seeing more of that. Yeah.
What's
sure.
this web thing you guys are talking about?
The internet,
it's
man.
The internet? Yeah. What's that?
Yeah, it's really cool.
Is this like built on like tubes, a series of tubes?
A series of tubes.
Where horse riding is legal, because horses are faster than chips, you know.
Is this similar to, you know, like the metaverse from Snow Crash or anything like that? It's not?
That's way over my head.
Oh, Snow Crash. Okay, so there's an author, Neal Stephenson, who writes a lot of cyberpunk novels.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, Snow Crash and the metaverse. Oh, yeah. Read Snow Crash.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you guys are obviously all developers. You're a student.
I'm student, I'm developer, and
That's cool. And you have a company. You guys do what? What do you do?
We build web application administration stuff.
You're using like ASP.NET, or are you multi-platform?
.NET 2.0, SQL Server, all the cool things.
Excellent, man.
And the company I work for, of course, builds the best operating systems in the world. So
sure.
Especially on the server. You can't beat Server 2008 or Transactional NTFS. It's the best.
It is very interesting stuff.
But you can never beat his webcasts on Transactional NTFS.
Yes.
Yes.
You need to get Jason to do more of those.
Absolutely.
Come on, man.
We need Jason more on Channel 9.
We do.
We do. We really need him more on Channel 9.
I can Hi, Niners. Hi, Niners. Hi.
He's going to be the women in technology, you know?
No. Come on.
No.
So, let's talk a little bit about what you'd like to see differently on Channel 9. Where do you think I mean, it's been over 3 years, right? We're going to be going on 4 years, April 2008.
Yeah.
So, I think what's important is we get some... You know, you guys are what's most important about Channel 9, right? Your community that's evolved out of this thing that we've created, which is essentially an experiment. So, what do you want?
What do I want on Channel 9?
Yeah, I mean, where do you think...
I want not so much of the status quo, man. I know you and I have talked about this, rocking the boat. Channel 9 has kind of become an institution internally at Microsoft to where, you know... Like the Joe Armstrong videos you recently did on Erlang and functional languages.
Yeah.
Getting some of the typical non-Microsoft opinions and technologies on Channel 9, I think, would be fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah.
We'll do more of that for sure.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah?
We'll not touch on the version 4.0 of the website.
Yeah, launch 4.0, Charles.
Hey,
launch
man.
It. It's going
hard.
On, what, 4 years now?
Come on.
The beta's been 2 years in the making.
That hurts.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is that's a brand new code base.
I tell you something. If I look at the version 4 right now, I like version 3 more.
Yeah.
Because it's complete, you know.
Yeah.
I don't want that the team is going to rush something out of the door just for the sake of rushing something out of the door.
They're not going to. Clearly they're not rushing out of the door.
Clearly.
That's something
that's good.
But they're doing that for a reason.
Yeah, that's good, you know. And I think, for example, if you look back at what we had in the coffee house with all these trolls, you know, where personally I'm thought to stop posting because of the trolls, but then I thought, okay, I'm going to post even more to overpost them, which I did.
Good, thank you.
And I think if you're looking back at these days, I think that if you're going to rush version 4 out right now, there you're going to find a way to manipulate the system because it's not proven to be strong. You know, the current version is strong, so it has not many bugs in there. But if you're rushing out with a new version, they have probably a lot of bugs in there.
Sure.
And I don't want to make that happen because I don't want that anybody who is not authorized to edit my posts is going to edit my posts because they find out that there is some web service back thing. Which is going to allow them to do anything, you know, or who knows? I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen any much about version 4, so.
Yeah, well, something to understand is that there's a lot of functionality on Channel 9, right? We have the wiki, we have
a lot
videos, screencasts, podcasts.
There's
forums.
A lot more than just the message board.
You got it.
I've never been in the wiki.
That's too bad because there's thousands and thousands of wikis.
Sorry?
There's a lot of wikis that have been written on Channel 9.
I've never touched the wiki either.
No. Never ever touched it.
What's going on, dude? I'm aware of it, but I don't know.
I haven't looked at it.
Okay. Here's why. Part of the reason is we haven't done a good job surfacing it.
Yeah, it's a little bit hidden, you know. It's even the same with Techco, for example.
Yes.
A lot of people, and even the forums. I've spoken here with a lot of people, and they have never seen that there are forums on Channel 9. They think it's just the videos. They just come to the front page, and they don't care, or I don't know. But I told them about that there are forums, and there is even Dekov, which I think is better than the MSDN forums, my personal idea.
All right.
And they have said, oh, great, we are going to be there, we are going to post stuff there.
Okay.
Because they know that, I told them that we have a lot of people there who are going to try to solve and to help with problems, you know.
Yeah.
Which is, I think, better than on the MSDN forums, because I've heard even from liners that a lot of all of the problems, or quite all of the problems, get solved there. So if you have a problem, post it there, and you will get an answer.
I'm pretty sure.
I've ran into trouble. Every time I've gotten a real answer and a good answer.
Yeah. Right on.
Yeah, so
that's better than an MSDN.
From people from the community.
Not Microsofties.
Yeah.
Just other people like Little Guru or Weibo even.
Sven, for example, he's also posting a lot.
Sven's always
there.
Good at that.
He's really good.
I think we're gonna try to. We gotta hire Sven, huh?
He's doing his PhD in Tokyo. I've been chatting with him a lot.
Yeah, is he liking it?
I don't know. You have to ask him, Sven. Do you like it?
I'm sure he likes it.
You should reply here and tell us.
Read his blog. He has a lot of info on Tokyo and how he's doing there. It's really cool.
And how he wrote his Fantasy Ride. So if you want to watch and go on his blog, it's www.ookii.org, I guess.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's very interesting blog. You should check it out.
All right. Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, you know. Speak, Jason.
Well, I wouldn't mind seeing more Microsofties on the forums. I mean, at one time, a couple years ago, we had a fair significant portion of Microsofties
I think a lot have left because of the trolls.
Yeah, honestly, the trolls have been a problem. But, I mean, you still get, like, Larry Osterman to post every once in a while. And when you have someone like Larry Osterman posting, I mean, he's been at Microsoft so long and knows so much that
it's pretty
impressive. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. But
cool videos
will keep on coming, and
I hope we got some Brian Beckman again.
Brian Beckman's on his way with that. So Brian Beckman's incredible because he has great ideas of what he wants to talk about. So I already have one that I recorded before I left. There's another one that I'm going to record in a couple weeks, and then another one. So
you should really try to get some older Microsofties.
Yeah,
like they have a lot of experience.
Uh huh.
And perhaps also some people from Microsoft Research, if you can.
Uh-huh.
Because at least since I'm a student, I like to watch that. And, you know, I think there's a lot of people out there who don't have the time, you know, to go through the MSDN documentation or through the papers. And if they get it on Channel 9, they are going to watch it on Channel 9.
Excellent. Very good.
Yeah.
Well, it's great to meet you guys, finally, from the... Well, I've seen this guy around.
We see each other every day.
You're in the same building.
Yeah, absolutely. So I can always stop by your office and harass you. So.
Totally, man.
Yeah.
Well, great to meet you, Zeus.
Cool.
And Little Guru.
Little Guru.
And we got to get more Niners coming to these events, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's going on with that?
Yeah.
Come on, Niners.
Yeah. Step up.
Step up, yo.
Step up, yo.
Hopefully we'll see you guys at the PDC whenever that happens.
PDC?
I don't know.
It's postponed, but it will happen.
There was supposed to be a PDC 07, but they canceled it.
No, it's not canceled. It's postponed.
Postponed. Oh, I'm sorry.
You hear that, Ritzinger? It's not canceled. It's postponed. I got your back.
Yeah, it's just postponed.
Yeah.
And we don't have any idea.
I hope that my Microsoft student partner thing, Channel 8, is going to let me go to the PDC. We'll see.
We'll see, man. Well, you guys take care.
Yeah.
And keep on keeping on C9.
Absolutely.
Bye.
See you.